That's right, that's right, that's right. Round of applause, round of applause. Yes. We are live here on excitementradio.com, streaming live from the MIA all day. We are in sunny South Florida. I'm going to tell you right now, tonight was such a hot day outside. It was so hot outside. But with that being said, I'm streaming live, and I have a special guest. My guest is all the way from Italy, right? All the way from Italy?
All the way from Italy. Yes, there you go. I am.
All the way from Italy. Numa, right? Am I saying it right? Numa?
Yes. N-U-M-A. Numa.
Numa.
Numa Palmer, actually. Palmer.
Yes, Numa Palmer. So, how are you doing today?
Oh, I have to say...
Yes, you can put that so you can hear yourself.
I'll put... Yes, I can hear myself very well as well. So, guys, I mean, I'm very happy to be in Miami. It's like my second home by now.
It's a second home? That's
yes,
good.
Yes, I feel like that because I used to come here from... since a couple of years by now.
Uh-huh.
And I had a chance to meet my dear friend and management, Jojo? From
Unity
Music Group, thank you for. And this is my assistant here, Fabio Sartori, from all Italian too. And you know what? I'm very happy because we're doing together something very nice. We do music, we do video clips, mm-hmm. we're sharing my music with your country, with your people.
Yes,
and they're so warm, so welcoming.
Yes,
and we do events, we do beautiful things. We're sharing the vibe.
I see you do a lot of music. You've been doing music for a long time.
Oh,
I see so many videos, so many songs. What put you on this path to do music? Like, what was the beginning for you?
Okay. Maybe this can be interesting for everybody that wants to have a purpose in life. They have a dream to realize. They have something that they're kicking in their heart, and they don't know how to do it. How can I do this? I have a dream. How can I realize mm-hmm. my dream? How can I fulfill my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's... absolutely true that you must believe in yourself. You must believe in what you want to do.
Right.
You must create your own fate and your own destiny, even when it's hard. And I tell you what, my beginning has been difficult because I've been long time ago, and there was no internet, Instagram, or other help that could make a productions or help me or just explain to the audience that being a woman in this industry. It's not easy because, women is always, women. It's okay.
They give you a hard time.
Yeah. No. They don't respect us enough.
Okay.
Don't think that we can be a chief for ourselves. They don't think we can be producers, I am, songwriter, as I am, and singer, actress, and write for other people, singer, songwriter. I mean, because... we're growing, we expand. And so when you start to be the head of yourself, the chief of yourself,
right.
People start to, men sometimes, they start to say, hey, wait a moment, you're a woman, right. you think to go to do.
It's been a long path
say I am what I am, and nobody gonna stop me. Actually, eventually, going ahead, I met beautiful people. I have amazing collaboration all around the world, international, super important collaboration, which maybe we want to mention later on.
Uh-huh.
And so my career is actually took off.
So you produce, you write, you do everything.
I produce, I write. Guys, first of all, I'm a real musician, a real singer, I'm a real composer, real producer. Nothing to do with AI. Yes, of course, I can play around with AI just for fun. I mean, I can put some sound. I can do some something like this. Beats and bops. You say, but me, I come from the real music. I come from the rock, from the blues, for the real background of music, and real. Writing. I mean, people come to me sometimes and say, hey, listen to the song. I've wrote a song. And it's been done by the AI. Come on. I mean, you're not a writer. You're not a composer. Forget it. I mean, people work on beats, the famous beats.
No,
they download from somewhere. They don't even bother to compose it. Guys, sorry. To be a musician, musician, to be an artist, to be a creator is something different.
When
you sit down on your couch with the guitar, with a proper piano, with full ideas, full of feelings and emotions, and you really put down black and white, and you record your soul, and you try to really want to give a real message with your own words, with your own feelings, your own struggle, and you want really give something. That's what I do since
I was a
little girl for many, many moons ago. And something else to say regarding music. Music has to be something positive. The people call me, and this I'm very honored by this. They call me the singer of self-empowerment.
Okay.
Which is something that I really appreciated to receive this kind of, this kind of title, if you want to say it like that. Because what I do since I was a little girl is to make people feel better.
Right.
And use my own life and my own voice and my own spirit as a proper tool and prove to that you can make it. You can really be yourself, and you can really, you don't have to accept compromises or be what people want you to be. You can. I have a pink hair for people can see me.
Right.
I always been different. I never want to wear like clothes like the other one. One fashion things that I do my fashion. I don't follow fashion. But just explain people how I like. Always been like that. So I had a difficult father. My father was a producer. Was a producer of shows. But wasn't terrible father. Didn't want me to success. It was abusive. For example. So nobody helped me. So I had to really, really, really embrace my mission and become good on what I was doing and refusing any kind of compromise because, yes, that's what's going to happen. You're young, you're good looking, you don't have much experience, so everybody wants to abuse you or want to compromise you or want to ask you your soul in return.
Right.
And I always say, fuck off and die.
And
simply like that. That's probably made my life a little bit more difficult because it took a little bit more time to access what I wanted to access. But eventually, my collaboration were real.
Right.
So when it comes to me, an amazing producer from Depeche Mode or whatever, I mean, people, I mentioned name, they probably... Because now the music doesn't exist anymore; it's all fake. So probably you don't even remember who is.
It's not even real.
You don't know what I mean by talking about people like Dire Straits. I took people like Depeche Mode. I took people like Buggles. I took people that has the history of the real Grace Jones, Rod Stewart. I mean, I come from the real music with the real musicians. So when you work with these people, you either good on what you're doing, or you cannot do this job. Forget it. And so the beautiful thing is then I just pick up my phone. I said, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm capable to do. Do you like it? And it was, yes, I like it, and I'm going to work with you. No money, no compromises, no bullshit, no sex, no nothing. They just liked my job, my way to work, and they came to me to work with me, even though at the time, of course, I was young, so I didn't have such a career that now I have behind.
Right.
Just to explain people that you have to stood up for you. You have to be good, first of all.
Right.
Be good. Don't play. Don't faff around. Don't play around.
Yes.
Don't hide. Don't mess around. Don't pretend. Be good at what you're doing
for real.
And then pick up your phone, contact people, and present your work with dignity. Believe in yourself, and eventually you will find the right person that will come to work with you.
I like
that's
that.
That's what happened.
What is your style? So if people talk to you, ask you, Numa, what is your style? Are you more like rock, pop? Are you disco? Are you funk? What are you?
I thank you for the question. So maybe audience that maybe wants to look up to my music. I travel. I'm a traveler around. I'm inside the music. So I have a lot of pop music, authorial music. If you're going on my YouTube, for example, you're gonna see all my singles because I want to do singles. I don't do albums deliberately because any song has a history, as a proper book for me, not a chapter. It's a book, and that's why you can also see all the video clip and the story that the video clip tells in images about my songs. So you can find songs that are melodical with very deep words, deep meaning, romantic or deep. Or you can see also my side a bit more, light, not shallow, light, which is a completely different thing.
Right.
Happy that you can also enjoy dance music, okay. A little bit Latin,
okay.
a lot of EDM, for example, also. When I want to make dance people a lot, I want to jump on a table and just, you know, let it go, everything
right.
they have inside. I love to talk about sensuality, because the sensuality, if you talk about sex and sensuality and love and passion, there is a way to do this.
Right.
You don't ask just to be wasted. You know what I mean? Just waste your body or waste your sexuality or your sensuality. The beautiful things is to have feel to be precious even when you want to give your sensuality, you want to give your beauty, you want to explore, you want to expose, you want to share. That's what I want to mean when you want to give. And when I speak, so when I sing songs like Make Love to Me, and today we're going to talk about a couple of my singles.
Yes.
My singles, one is Make Love to Me. That song, which is an EDM pop song, dance, very, very, very dance, very EDM songs, and doesn't have a lot of words, but say what has to be said,
right,
which
right.
is enough hate,
right?
Enough war. Make love to me and just, you know, just stay in the vibration of the love. So it is a sensual song, but it's made in the right way with the right message.
Okay, can we play it now?
Yes, I can. Make love
to me. I want to play that. Since you got me excited when you said that.
Dance with me, guys.
Yes, let's go ahead and play Numa, Make Love to Me. You are tuned into ExcitementRadio.com. Ben Hop, let's go. Come on. I like this. Round of applause, round of applause. Oh man, round of applause, round of applause. That's a nice song. That's a club song right there, man.
I told you, man, that I jumped from a style to another one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, music is music. The beautiful thing is to express music in all the styles possible.
Yes.
So I love to jump from EDM like this one.
Yeah.
And then I can make a very classic country rock pop song. And
okay.
then go back
okay.
to the dance song or maybe even be the lighting song as well. I mean,
and that was you
music.
Singing the Spanish part too?
Oh, yes, of course.
Wow. How many languages do you speak?
No, I don't speak that many. I speak Italian, a little bit Spanish and English, but I do sing in English and Spanish.
Okay, there you go. That's good.
And
though.
Italian, of course.
There you go.
So, and that's good because, you know, it's beautiful also to use the idioma. I don't know if you say in English idioma. Try to use the real words another language for the other people so they can really hear the words from in their own language. Oh, and I tell you what, I am even proud by the fact that I'm keeping my own accent.
Right.
I completely understand that I have a strong accent, but I don't want to be someone else. I don't want to pretend.
You want to be yourself.
I mean, I'm an Italian singer that travel all around the world, that sings and compose in other languages, of course. And I keep my accent, of course, but I'm trying to use your language to be understood much better. That's the story. And I think it's even sexy, by the way.
No, it's all good. No, I like it. It goes great with the music, with the vibe. Was that one of your productions too, or who produced the music track?
I mean, I co-produced I'm a bit of a... You know, I'm a bit of a, you can say, I'm very chief. You know what I mean? I want to do things on my own, my way.
But
I have to tell you that I open to collaboration because that is the good point. For American example, this song, I mean, Make Love to Me, and the other one that we're going to play very soon is called Desired.
Uh-huh.
I had another guy here from Miami called Nathan McDonald, which is a lovely black because I love the vibe of the people that have, black background American. I made it. So this guy, for example, gave me some interesting ideas regarding the lyrics, for example.
Uh-huh,
so there is some of his own idea inside. Or producing-wise, I sometimes call very, very good musicians, very good players. Because, guys, the electric guitar is not AI. Hello, it's no AI, it's a real one.
It's real, it's real.
Who play in that song?
Real people that play instruments.
Not just real people. The player, the guitar player that is in my songs is considered one of the most famous ever guitarists in the world, is Phil Palmer. Look up to this Phil Palmer. That guy is playing in my songs. Or a drummer. There is a synthetic computerized loop and drums, and there is a human being actually playing drummer, which is considered one of the most famous drummers in the world. It's called Steve Ferroni. He was playing with Michael Jackson. So these are the people that play on my songs. So that's why I'm so proud, and I keep saying that we need to keep the integrity of the music.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We need to keep that. We need people with the talent, not just a computer AI generated that's doing it. No, I agree with you. Who would you like to work with? Any names in the industry that you would like to work with? Anybody?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. Lady.
I would like to work with Lady Gaga because she's a natural-born talent.
Yes.
And she's an amazing singer, an amazing composer. She's wild. She's honest. She's real. And she's obviously amazing, talented.
That's a good combination.
Yeah, I would like to. Yeah, that's the one I would like to work with, for example.
That's a great combination. I could see the two of you.
Imagine me. Pink, she's blonde, and we're both crazy.
Pink and blonde,
singing
right?
and dancing. I'm a dancer too, so we can also, if you're gonna see my video clips, which I keep telling you guys, go on my YouTube, which is Numa, but I tell you what, guys, listen to me. I wonder you reach me out. So, you know, it's a big sea. There's a huge field. These uh-huh. things online. So when you go on YouTube and you put Numa, which is N-U-M-A,
right.
Put one title on my song, so my channel actually will come out. So you can put Numa, N-U-M-A, and then Stronger, which is one of my songs which I'm extremely proud.
Uh-huh.
Or you can put Numa and put Make Love to Me. Or you can put Numa, you know, you can put another video clip which I'm so proud of, is Never Give Up. So if you remember, there's a couple of songs which is a Stronger or Never Give Up. If you put Numa, my channel 100% will come out at your site.
Right, and we yes,
then
and
you can link to me and see what beautiful video.
Nah, I see a lot of videos you do, and that's great. When it comes to the video, the whole treatment of the video, how it's shot, do you put a lot of input on it? Is it a director telling you, hey, this is what I want?
It's amazing. I mean, of course, I have a proper team. My director is called Luca Bizzi. Luca Bizzi is an Italian amazing visionary.
So he hears the music and he puts the idea to it?
It's a long work. It's right. A proper movie. We do a proper team production meetings and we put together all the ideas, the clothes, the drones, and assistants, and secretary, and cameras, and we shoot for days and days and days in several locations everywhere, and we really pushing on. We work, my videos last like the recording like 6-7 days. We work 24 hours. We sleep 2 hours per night.
Wow.
Makeup people, clothes people, you know, for the clothing, and then the ideas, and then also the script. I mean, it's a proper
you
team.
You put a lot into it.
Join work with a big team. That's why I say people go to see my video clips. Then no AI. There's a real one.
Real.
Where everything you see is real, and we shoot like a proper movie.
I seen them. I was on there when I was going through the stuff. Very lovely, very high quality, professional. Go on Excitement Radio.
There is a link.
There's going to be a link on the page, a Numa page right there, where you could click the link and it'll take you directly to the page. And
there is one movie. You see, you call movie. You see, a movie. There's one video called for the Who Speaks Spanish. Tu me vuelves loca, which has been shot in Miami, which I'm so proud of because it's one of my happy and full of sun and light and love and sensuality and joy.
Can we play that next?
Yes, it's a Tu me vuelves loca. Now we play the song Tu me vuelves loca, and who wants to go to my channel and see the video clip. Numa, tu me vuelves loca.
But we're going to play it. So let's go right now. My girl right here, Numa, is in the building. Let's go.
Te quiero mucho, mi amor. I want you so bad. Trato de entender porque tú me vuelves loca, pero no hay un porqué. No es racional este deseo y la pasión que tengo yo por ti. Como música en verano, el alma sabe bien. Siento que eres tú.
round of applause, round of applause. That was the video version of the song.
There is the reprise because my style, what we do with my Luca Bizzi all the time is that we do the reprise, the song in the very end of the video. So people, they can see all, everybody wearing
right.
inside the video clip, all the credits. And also sometimes they see all the backstage things. So they can see which effort we put to create the final version of the
right,
video. So
right,
they can
right.
see all the backstage, all the bloopers too,
you
know
everything.
What I mean?
Yes.
Everything. It's so fun. And that's what we do. Stylistically, we do in every video clip that we do.
The music sounds very good. Sounds club pop, the type of vibe that you hear. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the clubs, the pop.
You see the awesome. Difference now from Tu Me Vuelves Loca, Make Love to Me. I mean, different kind of music. One is EDM, it's a proper house dance, electric dance.
Yes.
And this one is that it's more pop and happy for proper events when you want to dance around, on a pool, I do music for everybody.
Listen, I always say pop is a genre that reaches millions of people because it's not just in one box. It's very universal. That's the word I want to say. It's very universal. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're talking about love and, we're not talking about fighting and war. No, we're talking about love, bringing people together, happiness, fun. It's universal.
In fact, I mean, I do also in images. That's one I want to keep explaining that it was as much as important to share the right messages to people, even video-wise, visually wise. If you see, for example, the video clip "Tu Me Vuelves Loca," for example, what do I do? I represent myself, symbolically speaking. You know what I mean? Symbolically,
right.
As a woman, sensual and sexy. So I have my bikini, very, very sexy. So I'm talking about femininity, is right to say,
right.
And sensuality and beauty. Fine. Okay. But then after, if you keep watching the video clip, you see me with a pair of jeans and a hat, hugging people, having a fun with the perfect strangers. So the message is that the beauty, the sensuality has to be shared in a nice way.
Yes.
In a good way.
It
has to be worthwhile. That's why I want to share these messages together. Yes, we can be sexy. We can be attractive. We can be super, beautiful women. But what are we going to do with our body? We need to do something good.
Let me ask you this. Since you've been recording, making music, creating videos, have you ever had a situation where you had something horrible happen? Where, whether you was dealing with people and a horrible thing happened or something happened horrible in the business that you learn a lesson from?
Well, yes. All the time. We just need to pick one. I mean, guys, it is,
one situation.
But, I want to say something that I don't want to sound like something normal. It should be still outrageous. Outrageous,
yes.
Just to speak about that. Because, people say, oh, okay, the same old. No, it's outrageous.
Right.
Because when you really work hard and you really put your efforts and your trust and people try to abuse you physically in a horrible way with terrible blackmails and put their own power on you, try at least, to blackmail you and want thinking to force you to do horrible things that you don't want to do just because they have a kind of power, let's say that, some kind of tool in their hands. And I can tell you that I lost so many money, so many jobs, so many opportunity to make career, especially when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
Because now I create my own, my own status and nobody can move me from that. And I'm quite strong, solid.
Right.
But when you're actually building, so you're vulnerable and people comes to you so dirty.
Ooh.
And so fake, so false, and they try to use you, and that's going to happen all the time. And this is something that leaves in such a wound in your heart, such traumas. And the only way that you can get over with that, first of all, to never be regretted to refused it. Because yes, it's true that make my life much harder, my path much longer, much complicated. Everything was much difficult because I always say no. Come back home and cry all my tears and feel me lonely and feel me desperate. I didn't know where to start from again. I remember a guy that promised me an amazing. So I explained for Americans, it was like a Grammy, okay? In Italy. It's like kind of Italian Grammy, just to make sense. Mm-hmm. And we put so much effort and work on that. Uh-huh. And I was a little girl.
And what happened?
And that the guy came on outside my door on my building and just to play again the songs and be sure that the lyrics was correct.
Uh-huh.
And then he actually opened his pants.
What?
Yes,
wow.
And asking me to do something and otherwise I would never be inside that important show, which I was there. I mean, it was done. I was already there.
Right.
I mean, I was there. And you know, it was like the most important opportunity of my career ever. And I remember me cry and say, "Don't do this to me. You can be like a father for me. Don't do this to me, please." And he didn't care. He says, "You don't give me nothing in return, so you can go home." And the day after was a Sunday. That happened in Saturday.
Uh-huh.
The day was Sunday. He dead. To wake up the guard, the porter, the guy that was look after the building, you know, the man with the family that stay in the building and look after the building.
Right.
I don't know what you say in English. And so waking up 7 o'clock in the morning just to return my cassette.
Ah.
And my at the time was a CD, you know, was on my cassette, my lyrics to say, "You're down with me."
Oh.
And all my work just fell over because I was the most important and great chance of my career ever. I was already there. I mean, it was done.
Right.
Imagine weeks and weeks and months of work on that. And that's happened to me. I can't tell you how many times when people simply hijacked me with the idea to do a TV program in an island or the very important places, and then in the night knocking on my door and kind of forced me to do horrible things, which I was locking me in the door, you know, physically locking me in the door, say, "I don't go nowhere. I mean, I don't want to go nowhere. I mean, I'm here just for work. And I was terrified. I was on my own. That's happened to me so many times. So the abuse is horrible, and people really take advantage, especially if you're young, if you're good looking, if you're in a little experience, or you don't have a power. And that's horrible. And I tell you why. Because especially you that you have a power, especially you that you have that you can give opportunity, you should be a king, you should be a gentleman, you should be an angel, you should be, because you have the power, you should protect. Instead, abuse a person that comes to you and needs your help to eventually to grow up. And also, ruin the life of a real talent? But because you really also prevent a real talent or real career to go ahead. And you're stupid twice because you can become rich. Maybe you cannot do dirty things with me, but maybe you can make a lot of money. So you're really stupid.
Right.
So there's no sense anyway to what people do in this horrible world. And that's happened in any angle of
children.
But that's happened to me many, many times. So that's why I say people never, 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 never give up.
Never give up. I love that. Round of applause for that. I give you a round of applause for that. Yes.
So that's why you're going to find a song, beautiful song on that on my repertoire. It's called Never Give Up. And yes, if people want to listen to the song Never Give Up, I really invite them to to put Numa and UMA and say, listen, Never Give Up.
Never Give Up.
And see the video clip, because the video clip of Never Give Up is, I think, is my best video ever.
Ah, okay, good. But I do want to play Desire.
Yes, let's talk about Desire. This is my third single that I'm releasing with the help also my...
Talk to me about Desire, and we're going to play it.
So, Desire, it's Desire. So, which means that we need to have a desire,
mm-hmm,
to understand what we want, to have a vision. If you don't have a vision board, and then we have a desire, which, mm-hmm, I mean, wishes,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to... to really realize what is in our vision board, we cannot achieve nothing. And also, yes, once again, we're talking about also a love desire, physical desire. But once again, I want to underline that this desire is made also of a walk together hand in hand, or a magic moment, or a romantic unexpected moment. Just let ourselves go. Allow ourselves to let ourselves go. But doing it in a nice, proper, a consented way, you want, willing way that you do what you know what you're doing, you know what you want, and you're happy to do what you feel to do.
There you go. Desire by Numa. Let's go. And I'm going to tell you, I see you have some awesome musicians.
Yeah, that's a real guitar, by the way.
Listen, that's playing. They are playing. They are really playing.
That guy was one of the most famous ever guitarists in the world. Looked after it. Phil Palmer played.
Oh, man.
I'm going to
tell you, you could tell because it just was, ooh, he did it. And, man, he got it. Killed it.
So
awesome.
To underline when we have real musicians, where we are.
Yes.
Of course, it's mixed by some synthetic, as always we do.
Right.
I mean, production is beautiful. That's why, because you can use interesting sound, you can, a path, you know what I mean, and something. But then you have to put a real music.
You got to put music with it. I have to say, I enjoyed listening to the music today. I enjoy your energy. You have great energy, great, great energy. You said some real good things for some artists to understand. for people that's working on music? Never give up. Never give up.
Never give up. Because, you know, when we have a vision, you're so powerful because the universe can help you.
Yes.
Really, I mean, once again, I'm a Buddhist, by the way.
Right, right.
That's my philosophy. And so I believe in cause and effect. And I believe in the vision, the power of the vision. I believe that the universe organizes things for us if we don't push too much. If we don't if we don't give order, we don't make confusion in our message. You have to just say to the universe, "Universe, this is what I am. I let you do this for me. I allowed you to help me." And I tell you what, it does. It does.
There you go. Round of applause for today. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Please let them know your social media information. Let them know the social media information. Let them know all the links. Tell them so that way, you know, people could go and find you.
So, guys, yes, it's very important to tell you that even though I'm traveling all around the world and I meet 1,000 people every day, but I do look after my Instagram personally. Yes, uh-huh. I have a friend that helped me, a team, an office, but mainly it's always me. Sometimes I don't sleep at night because I do want I want to reach out people in person.
Right.
And so reach out to me. Do it. Just go on my Instagram. You put Numa Palmer. I will spell it for you. NUMAPALMER.
Numa Palmer.
Numa Palmer. So you can find my Instagram and you can just follow me and stay in touch with me. I will be myself to reach you out back. And so you can see all my content and you can see what I actually want to share with you. And once again, you can go on Spotify. And in this case, once again, as we're doing with YouTube, it's very important that you put my name also one title on my songs because that's how it works.
That's how
the system is quite complicated. So you go in Spotify, you put Numa and NUMA, and you put Never Give Up, or you put Stronger, or you put Desire, and then it will come for sure my channel, my Spotify personal channel, artist channel. So and once again, YouTube, as I said, once again, you go in Numa and NUMA, and you put one title, Stronger, Never Give Up, Desire, you're going to have my channel. So reach me out because now that we have this crazy technology, at least one good thing that really can help us to stay connected for real, because I am a real person. So reach out to me and reach out about my music, my messages, my videos. Tell me what you feel, what is your experience, what you want to share with me, and I will be here for you 100%.
There you go. Love it. Round of applause. Thank you so much for coming out here. And what we're going to do is we're going to close it out with Make Love to Me because we're going to bring that one back. So you guys just make sure you tune in, follow, support. Go and check out her videos. Her videos are beautiful. They are professional. They look great. You could tell that Numa has been doing this for a while. She is a professional. She is sounding great, looking great, doing it. So with that being said, come on. Thank you so much. And let's go ahead and jump back into the music. ExcitementRadio.com. Let's go. Come on.
Thank
come
you,
on.
Guys.
Nothing but the hottest flavor.
The hottest flavor.
Plays the best music.